Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation would like to extend to you our congratulations for your excellent efforts to guide our deliberations, and we would like to indicate the following. We call upon the high contracting parties in the clearing of explosive remnants of war to engage in efforts in Palestine, because there are a number of missiles and UXBs that are still in the Gaza Strip as a result of the attack of 2014 by Israel. And here we would like to indicate that the state of Palestine has signed the fifth protocol on ERWs, explosive remnants of war. We also call upon the high contracting parties to stop the use of explosives in inhabited areas and to call upon Israel, the occupying state of the lands of the state of Palestine, to stop utilizing those weapons in Palestinian areas under occupation and inhabited. Third, we call for the implementation of international law and international humanitarian law, because there are legal and humanitarian challenges associated with the use of lethal weapons laws, and in particular the autonomous ones according to Article 36 of the Additional Protocol of the Geneva Convention, which relates to the protection of civilians in times of war. Fourth, my delegation hopes that the high contract parties would reach an international binding instrument by which all parties would abide against on this kind of weapons. The delegation of Palestine is fully willing to cooperate under your presidency so that we could reach an agreement that would facilitate our work, and we are open to the discussion of all issues before